Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates KP Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal, says looking forward to further strengthen deep bonds. India releases first tranche of $2.5 million for Palestine refugees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius from tomorrow. In NEETUG row, Supreme Court issues notice on NTA's plea seeking transfer of petitions in Rajasthan High Court to Apex Court. Kharif crop sowing crosses 575 lakh hectares. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over entire West Coast and Gujarat region for tomorrow. KP Sharma Oli took oath as new Prime Minister of Nepal today along with 21 ministers from four parties in the freshly brewed alliance. President Ramchandra Pawdale administered the oath of office in secrecy. More from our correspondent.
72-year-old CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli took oath of office and secrecy today after Pushp Kamal Dahal was ousted out of power on Friday. In the swearing-in ceremony that took place in President's office Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, former Prime Minister Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachand, Speaker of the House of Representative Dev Raj Ghimre were present among other dignitaries. There are two newly appointed Deputy Prime Ministers, one from Nepali Congress, Prakash Man Singh, and another from CPN UML, Vishnu Prasad Pawdale. The Oli-led cabinet now includes ministers from Nepali Congress, CPN UML, Janata Samajwadi Party, and Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu, Nepal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. KP Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar congratulated Arzu Rana Deoba on her appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In his message, Dr. Jayashankar said he is looking forward to working with her to enhance India and Nepal's multifaceted partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will undertake an official two-day visit to Mauritius from tomorrow. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively take stock of various facets of the bilateral relationship. The ministry said the visit underscores the importance of the India-Mauritius relationship and is a reflection of India's neighbourhood-first policy, vision, Sagar and commitment to the Global South. It also reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to strengthen the multidimensional bilateral relationship and deepen close people-to-people ties. India's Kharif crop sowing has crossed 575 lakh hectares as of today. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare in its data said over 62 lakh hectares under pulses cultivation was reported compared to around 50 lakh hectares during the corresponding period of last year. Oilseeds cultivation reported over 140 lakh hectares, that was over 115 lakh hectares during the corresponding period of last year. The ministry said paddy crop area sown increased to over 115 lakh hectares, that was over 95 lakh hectares in previous year duration. Minister for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has said under the Skill India scheme, over 1 crore 46 lakh people have been skilled till date. Addressing the World Youth Skills Day program in New Delhi today, Mr. Chaudhary said India has a special journey in the field of skill development and entrepreneurship as a separate ministry was formed 10 years ago. He said learning from the achievements in the last 10 years, his ministry will make more inclusive schemes so that it can contribute to the journey of India as a developed nation in 2047. The minister said the theme for this year is peace and development. The coal ministry today executed coal mining development and production agreements for three coal mines auctioned under the second attempt of the seventh round. In a major development in commercial coal mining, agreements for Machhakata coal mine, Kudanali Lubri coal mine and Sakhigopal B. Kakurhi coal mine were executed. NLC India Limited, Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation Limited and Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation Limited won the bid for the project. The estimated annual revenue generation under commercial auction from these three mines is around 3,000 crore rupees. Once operational, these mines are projected to create over 40,000 direct and indirect jobs. The two-day-long Foundation and Technology Day of Indian Council of Agricultural Research began in New Delhi today. On the first day today, school students were invited to learn about agriculture and allied technologies. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan will officially inaugurate the Foundation Day event tomorrow in the presence of Ministers of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Bhagirath Chaudhary and Ramnath Thakur. G20 Sherpa of India Amitabh Kant today said India has achieved in 9 years what would have taken 50 years without Digital Public Infrastructure, DPI. Mr. Kant said this on the occasion of the release of the final report of India's G20 Task Force on Digital Public Infrastructure. He said India is far ahead in terms of digitization, and with UPI being used from street vendors to large shopping malls, the country has the highest digital transactions globally. Mr. Kant highlighted that with the transfer of $4.5 billion into the bank accounts of 16 crore beneficiaries, India's DPI proved to be a building block in steering the country through the pandemic. The government has implemented a uniform IGST rate of 5% on all aircraft and aircraft engine parts from today. Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Rammohan Naidu has said varying GST rates of 5, 12, 18 and 28% on aircraft components previously created challenges, including an inverted duty structure and GST accumulation in maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO accounts. The Civil Aviation Ministry said the uniform 5% IGST rate aims to reduce operational costs, resolve tax credit issues and attract investment. The Ministry expressed confidence in the move, saying it will significantly enhance the competitiveness of the Indian MRO sector, fostering innovation and efficiency and creating a robust and efficient aviation sector. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to renowned political leader K. Kamaraj on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said Mr. Kamaraj's contribution to sectors like education remain unparalleled, and the government is committed to fulfilling his ideals and building a society that is just and compassionate. The Supreme Court today issued notice on a fresh batch of petitions filed by the National Testing Agency, NTA, seeking the transfer of pleas pending before the Rajasthan High Court related to the alleged NETOG paper leak to the Apex Court. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra issued the notice to the petitioners before the Rajasthan High Court and tagged the transfer of petitions with the already pending matters in the issue. However, the bench refused to pass a formal order staying the proceedings pending before the Rajasthan High Court. The Delhi High Court today listed the Enforcement Directorate, ED's, plea challenging the bail granted to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case for the 7th of August. The High Court had earlier stayed the trial court's June 20th order by which Kejriwal was granted bail in the case. Justice Neena Bansal Krishna was informed by the counsel for Kejriwal that the ED served them a copy of its rejoinder only late Sunday night and they need some time to file a reply to it. He said the Supreme Court has granted interim bail to Kejriwal in the case on Friday and they will place on record the order copy. The lawyer urged the court to grant them 15 days for filing the rejoinder. In Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh, a joint team of police and District Reserve Guard DRG has arrested 12 Maoists from different police station areas. The arrested Maoists are accused of being involved in incidents like firing on the police party, murder, attempt to murder, explosion, robbery and kidnapping. Out of the 12 Maoists, 5 have been caught from Etapal Forest and 7 from Tarim area. Of these, a total reward of 4 lakh rupees was declared on 3 Maoists. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region tomorrow. IMD said that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal and south interior, Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch till tomorrow. It has issued a red alert for these areas and orange alert over Kerala for tomorrow. The weather agency also predicted isolated heavy rainfall over Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam, Chhattisgarh, north interior, Karnataka during the next 4 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior scientist in India Meteorological Department R.K. Jainamani said a low pressure area has formed over Odisha coast and as a result monsoon is active over Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka regions. Torrential rains lashed Gujarat today. More from our correspondent.
Widespread rainfall was witnessed in Gujarat today. Over 150 tehsils of the state received light to heavy rainfall till evening. Umarpada in Surat district received the highest 13.9 inches of rainfall in just 6 hours, disrupting normal life. Netrang in Bharuch district received 7 inches of rainfall, followed by Garudeshwar in Narmada district with 5.7 inches of rain during the day. Following the consistent rainfall in Bharuch and Narmada district, 3 gates of Karjan Dam were opened and 30,000 cubics of water is being released. Many villages in South Gujarat region have lost connectivity and many rural roads were closed due to rains. Meanwhile, IMD has issued red alert in several parts of South and Central Gujarat, including Surat for tomorrow. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
India today released the first installment of $2.5 million to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, for Palestinian refugees for the year 2024-25. India's permanent mission at the UN in an ex-post said today that India has pledged to contribute $5 million to support the UN agency's core programs and services. This includes healthcare, education, relief and social services provided to the Palestinian refugees. It said over the years in its endeavor to support the Palestinian refugees and their welfare, India has provided financial support to the tune of $35 million till 2023-24 for the UN agency's core programs and services provided to Palestinian refugees. During the recent UNRWA pledging conference held in New York, India announced that in addition to financial assistance, it will provide medicines to UNRWA based on the agency's specific request and reiterated its call for a safe, timely and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine. Indian equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty saw record highs today. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap index was up by 0.95%, while the small-cap index rose 0.21%. A report from the Business Desk.
The BSE Sensex rose 146 points or 0.18% to close at 80,665. The NSE Nifty advanced 85 points or 0.35% to close at 24,587. In the forex market, the Indian rupee fell 11 paisa to close at all-time low of 83.62 against the US dollar. In the global crude market, Brent crude was down by 0.24% to $84.83 per barrel when reports last came in. Anubhaga Hotki for Akashvani News.
In Odisha, the world-famous Bhavra Yatra, the Return Car Festival of Lord Jagannath, his elder brother Lord Balabhadra and their sister Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan was held in the holy city of Puri today. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates K.P. Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal, says, looking forward to further strengthen deep bonds. India releases first tranche of $2.5 million for Palestine refugees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius from tomorrow. In NEATUG row, Supreme Court issues notice on NTA's plea seeking transfer of petitions in Rajasthan High Court to Apex Court. Kharif crop sowing crosses 575 lakh hectares. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall over entire West Coast and Gujarat region for tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.